Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 4.25 cents at 598.5. September wheat up 14.75 cents at 789.5. And November beans up 10.5 cents at 1397. We did have a sale this morning, 135,000 metric tons of meal to Poland. I don't think that'll be a big game changer out here. FC Stone last night came out with their estimates. They're 1/10 of a bushel under what the USDA is, which means it shaved about 88 million bushels off of their production number, but still a pretty strong number considering the weather. The beans came in 15 million bushels below the USDA. They shaved the bean yield 2/10 of a bushel out there. So I think the numbers were, frankly, a lot better than what people would thought they would be with the drought in May, June, and July. So I was, I think that's what caused the overnight prices to be lower in the early part of the session. We managed to come back as the crude oil rallied a better part of a buck and a half higher at one point. We now just traded lower on the day, now back to 20 higher. So a little bit of choppy action there. But certainly the weather is still center stage. It's going to be hot out there today. Today is the one day and into tomorrow that are going to be the hottest days out here. But there are plenty of rains around North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, all looking to get some pretty good rains. Iowa may be getting some good rains as well. So I think the heat is going to be partially offset by what we're seeing with the moisture out here. But it is still very hot today. Today will be the hottest day of the bunch for most of the country. Still dry in Oklahoma and Kansas. Certainly you guys in Nebraska can use a drop of rain. But for the most part, things aren't as bad maybe as some people were thinking they were. We'll have the WASD next week. And, they're not big on making big adjustments this time of year necessarily. So, I think they'll shave the yields, but I don't know by how much. The other elephant in the room is China and Russia. If China does retaliate to Taiwan, I think that's going to be very bearish for the grain markets. If Russia sets off a missile in the Black Sea and takes out a ship, that's going to be certainly bullish for wheat. It'll be a knee-jerk reaction higher. They'll come out and say it was a mistake or it wasn't them, and they'll try to placate it. So I think maybe, if you get a 50-cent rally off of it, it might be an opportunity to sell some more wheat out here. But overall, the weather doesn't look that bad. We've got some pretty decent crops out here. Illinois is at a 200-bushel average yield. I mean, that's a big yield for a state. So, I think we're not in as bad a shape as people had thought. The funds are still long. The charts are still relatively bearish out here. So I just don't see really what's going to propel these markets much higher in the next few days. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.